Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. We welcome you from the blog line, too. We're coming together this morning. And that's what God wants his people to do, to come together. Amen. The enemy has tried to separate us for eras. And now God is really getting our attention and bringing his people together. Thank God for the ambassadors and the ambassadors elect on the line. Thank God for all the bishops and superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, and for all the prophets and the mothers, all of you on the line. We just praise God for you. Want us in just a few moments to go to God and praise him for a few moments. But let me pray first, and then we'll come back and we'll praise him. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. We praise you for your goodness and kindness. We love you, Lord, and we know that we can't do anything without you. You make the difference. God, we praise you and glorify you. We are amazed at all the things that you can do, and you never get tired, Lord. We can come to you at any time. Bless your holy name. Thank you for how you've been so wonderful, so marvelous, so ultra awesome. We bless your holy name. Pray for forgiveness for every sin of omission, sins of commission. Guide us, lead us in Jesus' name. We pray for every person on this prayer line that you would bless them. Bless. Open up doors. Make new ways. God, lift to new heights, to new depths. Oh, God, we just praise you for it. We rebuke the enemy who comes to hinder your people. Bless them, Lord, in a financial way, as well as great health and great strength. Believe you, Lord, for everything, because we do obey the word. And if your word says, if any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father. And we do thank you for it, and we do praise you for it. Now bind the enemy, Lord. Oh, God, bind the devil and give us complete deliverance. In Jesus' name, bless people all over this front line. And the Holy Ghost, we want you to, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And give you glory, and give you adoration, and give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yes.
For the glory of God. Thank God. Amen. And amen. Good morning to all of you on the front line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's speak to the Lord, because he is real.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Morning, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
Give me praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Loving, so kind, so generous.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Open your mouth and give him praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. We honor you. We give you adoration.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. We bless your
holy
name. We submit our wills to you.
Thank you,
Lord. We reach back when you come. We pray and magnify your name. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you
for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for peace, Lord. We thank you for food, all our children. Lord, we just thank you. Come on in our midst today. Let your anointing come. Your presence be great in our midst. Bind every evil spirit that come against us. Oh, God, we praise you, magnify you. Come on, Lord. Come, Jesus. Oh, God, let the Holy Ghost reign in our soul today. Bind up the broken heart. Heal the wounded soul.
God.
Let the press go free. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
we know
of
you're
Jesus.
Real, Lord. Know you got the power in your head. We're nothing without you. Oh, God, help us today, we pray. Help us to look to thee by faith. Believing in your word. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Lift us up where we belong. Bind your enemy and send him back where he come from. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, bless us today. Bless us as we go forth. Hallelujah. Every day to day. I know you're real, Lord. You've been with me all the way. You say you never leave us nor forsake us. And, Lord, you have never left us. We praise and magnify you. Come on, Lord. Let your anointing come.
Your
spirit
let
be
your
great.
Come,
in the name of Jesus.
Lord. In the
let
name
every
of
one
Jesus.
Of us on this line and those that are not on the line, Lord, reach out and touch everyone. Bind the enemy and send him away. Cast the devil out in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You must go, you must go. Oh, yes, you got to go.
Jesus,
the Lord's against you. Hey, Abba, and our sea. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your hand touch. Lord, we want to anchor ourselves the more in thee that you might, oh, God, use us to your will and your glory.
Use us to your glory, Lord.
My God, my King, I don't want to think about trying to do nothing on my own, because I know I'm not nothing without you. Without you, Lord, I'm helpless, but with you, all things are possible, because I believe the word, I'm standing on the word, and I thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Think about it.
Somebody sang that song, Why Don't You Think About It? Think about it. Let's get some praise reports. Somebody who's a woman worker, why don't you jump in there this morning and give your praise report and ask for other praise reports. This is our format. Amen. And I just want to hear you praise the Lord and give him the glory for what he's done for you. Who would get those praise reports, give a praise report, and then ask for other praise reports? That's a wonderful thing to do. Amen. Who would do that? I will open up the line to you this morning. We'll come back a little later and finish up the schedule for tomorrow night for the all-night prayer. Amen. On the last Wednesday night in this month. And also, I want to say, don't forget about the U prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock with Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer and Master Eleanor Pfeiffer. All right. Who would like to get those praise reports this morning? I want you to just jump in there and say, I got a praise report, and then receive the praise reports. The line is open to you. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Who will get the praise reports? Got a praise report, and you'll ask for the praise reports. Who would do that?
Amen. 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 God bless you, Chief Ambassador. God bless you. This is Ambassador-elect Sharon Darden, area code 616.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank and praise the Lord for all he's done for me. I thank and praise the Lord for my friend introducing me to the prayer line, Ambassador-elect Bernita Frierson. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, now I know why she was so excited. Amen. I know why she was always mentioning it to me. You should get on the prayer line. You should get on the prayer line. And so now I know why she was so excited. Hallelujah. Because my soul is excited this morning about the prayer line, about the ambassador-elect training last night. Hallelujah. About the upcoming all-night prayer and shut in. Hallelujah, that's coming up. I thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Chief Ambassador was singing last night as he was closing out, and I could hear my daughter across town on the line singing with the Chief Ambassador. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you. For not leaving me out. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for not leaving me out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this, that I'm going to be part of this new awakening. A part of this new awakening.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to be slack. I don't want to be lazy. I don't want to miss the new awakening. Hallelujah. Because don't you know it's going to take the perseverance, took it back in the old days. It's going to take perseverance now. We're going to have to not be slack, not be slack. Hew to the line is what they used to tell us. Hew to the line. Take up the slack. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hang in there. Press, 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 press. That's what they taught me. That's what they told me. Don't just sit around and be willy-nilly. Hallelujah. Get on up. Hallelujah. Get to work and do what the Lord is calling you to do. Hallelujah. In this last evil day. You know, 20, 30 years ago when they was teaching and you know, when I was young and, you know, just hanging around the church as a teenager, they used to say, you got to work. You got to get up. You got to press. You got to. And they will be excited. This is the last evil day. This is the last evil day. Well, how about, it's still the last evil day. Amen. We still got to do what we got to do. Hallelujah. Is you going to be one in the number? Is you going to be one in the number? I know it's say, are you going to be? Is you going to be one in the number? I want to be one in the number. Hallelujah. I want to be among those that are saved and sanctified. I want to be one of those that he's calling for. I want to be one of his chosen people. Hallelujah. So it makes me have to get up. It makes me have to speak up. It makes me have to do and bring my flesh subject. Hallelujah. so that God make it the glory. So that God make it the glory. Hallelujah. I know
Hallelujah.
I'm taking prayer reports, praise reports. Amen. 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 Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord with me. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come with me
Thank
and praise
Lord.
The Lord. Now is your
Thank
opportunity.
You, Lord.
Come on and give the Lord God a praise report. Somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Who says wants to give the Lord a praise report?
Praise the Lord.
This is Bachelor Linda Farshi from Utah 801. I just
Amen.
Want to thank the Lord for letting me see a day that wasn't promised to me. He's been so good to me. I can't, you know, I can't tell all what he has done. He's been better to me than I've been to myself, and I just want to thank him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank him. You know, I don't have no sad stories this morning because God ain't, you know, he ain't sad, you know.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
I just thank
Hallelujah.
The Lord. It won't do me no good anyway. Hallelujah, because if the Lord don't fix it, hallelujah, it won't be fixed. So I'm
Amen.
Just asking y'all to just keep me in your prayers and thank the Lord for everybody on this prayer line.
Yes,
thank
Lord. God
Lord.
Bless you, Sister Linda. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. God bless you, Sister Linda from Utah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
You.
Will there be another one? Will there be another praise report? Come on, come on, come on.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor. I want to first give honor to God.
Amen.
This prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I just want to say yesterday I was on my way to work on my new job with my new client, and I called my kids. My kids got a little card that they get every month, that they get a payment on every month for child support. And when I called it, it said a certain amount on the line that you call to find out how much you're getting. But when I called my card, it was double the amount. So I truly thank the Lord for all his blessings.
Yes.
The Lord is truly good to me. Can I
yes,
continue to pray for me? Pray my strength in the Lord.
Yes, God, Lord. God bless you, Sister Lucia. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Continue to bless us, Lucia. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Next. Come on.
Amen. Giving honor to God. This is Sister Laren from area code 616. And I'm just thanking the Lord for his faithfulness today. I'm thanking the Lord for his grace and for his mercy. I thank the Lord that he woke me up and kept me in my right mind. I thank the Lord for keeping us safe throughout the night. I just thank the Lord for all his tender mercies. And, you know, there's nothing better than serving the God. I tried other things, but there's nothing, no thing satisfies like the Lord. And I'm grateful today for him and his son and the blood of Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, Laren. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mother Wilson. I will give a praise report for Bridget Stokes that I asked prayer for on yesterday.
Amen.
The Lord says she went home on yesterday evening. The doctor said the aneurysm wasn't as big as they thought it was, and they wasn't going to bother right now, and they was going to wait a while. And so the Lord has blessed her to go home, and she's thanking God and praising him. Although the enemy attacked her with a headache and something else, but the Lord blessed through prayer, and she said she didn't feel it when she left going home, and I thank God for that.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you for bringing Sister Bridget Stokes to the prayer line, you know, that we may be made known of her condition and able to pray for her and able to rejoice with you and with her. Hallelujah. In the blessing
Amen.
Of the Lord on her body. Amen. Amen. Somebody else? Amen. Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is your pastor, late Mother Digby from area code 708. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I've just been enjoying the beautiful testimonies, and I thank the Lord for this new awakening, how God has given Dr. Johnson to tell us how to thank God. And I want to say I just thank God whenever I be more blessed, look like thanking God than I do asking him for. I won't have to do even have to ask for a lot of things. God just already blessed. And I just thank him. I want to be more thankful because the Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for keeping me down through the years and for supplying all of my needs, for healing my body so many times. I thank and praise the Lord for that, and I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you, and I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We all in agreement. We all in agreement. I thank the Lord for how he was teaching years and years ago, as, you know, when we was younger saints, when we was always younger saints. Amen. And I thank him for how he's still teaching us. He's still teaching us. He's still teaching us. Hallelujah. If we'll listen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Yes, Lord. One more. One more. One more. One more. Come on.
Amen. Praise God. Good morning. This is Ambassador Elect Johnson in Texas. I'm so grateful. I thank God for another day that he has blessed me to see. I honor him on this morning, honoring a chief ambassador and each one of the ambassadors and ambassador elect to the mother of the nation, Mother Johnson, and to Lady Betty. I praise God this morning for the saints of God. Truly, I thank God for coming into my life, saving me and sanctifying me, and giving me a mind to want to serve him and filling me with the Holy Ghost. I praise God for down through the years, God has been good to me. I'm just so grateful for all the things that he's done, opened doors and made ways over and over again. I thank him for blessing me with this car. I had asked the Lord to bless me with a new car, and he's done just that. And I'm so grateful for that. Thank God for preserving my family, touching and healing each one of them. And I'm just thankful. I ask you all to continue to pray for us.
God bless you, Sister Johnson in Texas. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. I can hear the gratitude in your voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Continue to bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, his word said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we just thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Come on, somebody else. Speak up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Another praise report. Another praise report, please.
Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God. This is Ambassador Smith from Arkansas, and my praise report, and I mentioned this so many times, in much respect to our chief and his family and the household of faith. My praise report, I always talk about my mind, of having the right mind. I thank God for a mind this morning. Glory to God. I woke up with my mind on Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. And it's just a little bit of things in life that sometimes we overlook. And I am so grateful to have my mind in Christ Jesus. It's so easily to get distracted with the cares of life.
Yes, Lord.
To get beset by everything that can easily beset you. But if
you're
mind on the Lord, stay focused. You will have a focused day. And I'm so grateful, grateful, grateful for wisdom and for God to move and move. Because the enemy has a target. He opened that this morning. He has a target, and it is us. But I praise God that he's made all of us to be snipers in the Holy Ghost. And I morning, hallelujah. I tell people the devil can't hit a moving target. And I heard somebody come back and say, yes, he can. I said, he can take a hit, but it don't take you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Take me out. Thank you, Jesus. And I just bless the Lord. I bless the Lord for simple things. I begin to think also when you were talking about a praise report,
on Saturday, I had a little minor thing that was wrong with my refrigerator. And I said, I've had this refrigerator and matching dryer for over 20 years. So then, you know, it was a good one. So I decided I was going to buy a new one, a new set, if there was, you know, something couldn't be fixed. Let me tell you, it was God bless. I didn't have to buy anything. Hallelujah. It, the man told me it's going to last me another 10 years because it's a good one. And I thank God that I had it. And he looked over there, and I'm replacing all of my appliances. I've got them all to stainless steel. Women, you all know what it's like. You want everything stainless steel. And I just pulled out a washer and gave it away to somebody else. He said, you know, look at this spot you got right there. He said, are you looking for a dishwasher? I said, only if it's stainless steel. He said, I have one, and it's stainless steel. And he sold it to me for a little of nothing. That is God's favor upon my life, because I'm not one of the women of God that's always asking for a handout. Every time I turn around, somebody wants something for nothing. But I thank God that you bless other people, people will bless you. And I just thank God for my mind this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
To be shocked with
the Holy Ghost, saints. I'm telling you, the enemy plotting and he planning, but you got to be ready. I thank God this morning that I have my spiritual armor on. My helmet is on. My shoes is on. The shot. The preparation of the gospel of peace. The loins are girded about with truth. I have on the shield of faith. Oh, and I'm bearing the sword. So I'm not a baby anymore in the Holy Ghost. I'm not still drinking out of the bottle. I am ready for the front line. That's why he's getting us ready. That's why the praise reports need to be pushed and to help somebody else that's going through something. God, I thank God this morning, because the beginning of the year I shared with the saints when God did a transition for a new job for me, there was an oppression and persecution that came with it. But I thank God today for my mind that God has turned everything around. Everybody that didn't like me because of the position, now they love me because Jesus. I'm having people that come in and say, woman of God, I talked about you, and you are the one that's by my bedside praying for me. Are you the one every now and then? Come on, y'all, I'm paying for everybody's lunch. You keep on smiling, and I misjudge you because I didn't know you. That's why you have to keep your mind on the Lord, because the devil will make you respond to the world and the cares of this world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Glory, glory to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
God is trying to push you somewhere. God is trying to move you somewhere, but you can't be on the same playing ground with the devil. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God.
trials and burdens. He will lift every heavy burden. Prayer will change things. Now, let me say this. I used to say this all the time. I want to start saying again, this is not a gossip line. We're not trying to find out all about your business, talk about you. But if you'll trust this line, we certainly will go to God in your behalf and name specifically what enemies are trying their best to destroy your health, destroy your strength, destroy your wallet, your billfold, your pocketbook, your finance, trying to destroy you. The enemy works on trying to discourage the saints. That's one of the major weapons he uses. He will try to take everything that makes you happy. And he doesn't want you to enjoy life. He doesn't want you to enjoy nothing. So we want to get prayer for you that God would bring joy in your life and bring peace and bring hope to you. Amen. I'm looking for someone. I haven't talked to anybody about doing the prayer request. But if you can do that this morning, the Holy Ghost will bless you. Amen. Who will volunteer this morning? You have a prayer request, and you just simply ask others for prayer requests. And let's get some prayer for them. Simple. All right. Can we get one who will do that this morning? You have a prayer request, and you'll give your prayer request and ask for others. Who would do that? The line is open to you. All right. We'll be happy to do that if there's no one who has time to do that. All right. If you have a prayer request, give it, and we'll get prayer for you. Who has a prayer request?
Anybody? Amen. This is Sister Sharon again. And I do want to admit, I do want to continue to keep my friend Suzanne, on the prayer line for the cancer that's trying to ravage her body, her lungs. And so she's holding on to the word of God. She's holding on to the spirit of God. She don't even think about herself. She thinks about others and her family. And you know, but I can tell she doesn't feel well, you know. And so
but she's got cancer in her lungs, right?
Yes, sir, both lungs.
Both
so,
lungs.
So just keep Suzanne.
I feel that. You can't give her last name, right? It's a Suzanne. Where, in Michigan?
Yeah, she's here in Michigan. She's a neighbor of mine. Mm-hmm.
And Grand Rapids or where?
Yes.
All right. I want you to stand in proxy for her.
Yes,
do you mind?
Not at
do
all.
Do you mind? All right.
Yes, sir. I most certainly will. Hallelujah. I lay hands on her every chance I get. Hallelujah.
I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost, as you lay hands on her many times, I want to ask the Holy Ghost to put something special
yes,
in your
Lord.
Hands, spirit realm.
Yes, Lord.
You know,
yes,
we God is a spirit. We worship him in spirit and in truth. And I learned so much when the disciples were there after Jesus had died, and they were there together, and all of a sudden Jesus appeared. I believe he just simply walked through the walls or came through the ceiling. In other words, he can be anywhere he pleases and everywhere he wants to be.
Yes.
I just want to ask him, Heavenly Father,
yes.
You know, you are our hero. Nobody else is our hero but you. You are the only true and living God.
Yes.
And God,
yes.
We don't like to bother you because I know you're so busy.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We have a case here that we can't handle. Nobody can handle but you. But you. We haven't talked to anybody, haven't prayed to anybody but you. We haven't gone to our cousin and asked them about what they thought. We haven't gone to our brother or sister. Haven't gone to my mother and asked her what she thinks about this.
Yes.
I'm coming to you first. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you'll add all the other things. We put you at the top of our priority list. Nobody is our priority but you. You're above everything we know. And Father, we need your help with this Suzanne, who's there in Grand Rapids, Ambassador-elect, Frierson's friend. Oh God, I'm asking you to curse the cancer. You did curse a fig tree, Jesus was used to curse that fig tree, and it withered away. And God, you said not only the works that you do shall we do, but you said even greater works, because you went to be with your Father, Jesus. I'm talking about you. And I'm asking you in your name, and you did say, if I ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father would be glorified. And then I read in the Word that said, not one jot nor tittle of your Word would go unfulfilled. Heaven and earth would have to pass away before that would happen. And so I'm catching your Word and agreeing with your Word and knowing that I'm asking you in the name of Jesus for the glory of God that you would touch Suzanne. Ambassador-elect Frierson is standing in proxy for her.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Holy Ghost move in those lungs.
Yes, Lord.
All of the anointing be in the spirit realm upon those lungs.
Yes, Lord.
You say in your Word in Genesis 1:26-27, that as you made us, Lord, you said you gave us dominion over everything that moves, every creeping thing on the earth, and everything that moves upon the earth. Doctors have examined cancer and saw that it moves, it's creeping. Those cells move. And God, you said we had dominion over every.
Yes, Lord.
This earth. And God, I take dominion over the cancer. I curse it. Shadow Jesus, get in those cells. And cause cancer cells to become normal cells. God, I'm not trying to be no wonder, but I want to serve the wonder. You are the wonder. I'm asking you, Lord, to show yourself and reveal yourself through this situation. Touch Sister Suzanne and heal her of this cancer. Let it be known broad, Lord, that you did this for the glory of God. Lord Jesus, I'm praying to you, asking you to do this thing for her. Lord, that it may be known that you heal cancer once again.
Yes,
oh, God, I heard you say not only pray for her, but there are others who are listening to me now.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Enemy of cancer has not come into your body. I curse it by the root in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The resurrection blood of Jesus. The resurrection blood of Jesus. The resurrection blood of Jesus go into those lungs. Into that body, wherever it is. Cancer, receive the blood of Jesus on you. The oil of the anointing goes upon you. Get out! The blood of Jesus is there. You have no authority there. That body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're trespassing. Get out! The blood of Jesus comes against you. God, and thank you. We believe it, Lord. Thank you. Lift your hands up, Ambassador-elect Frierson. Let anointing, a powerful anointing for Suzanne be in these hands so that she prays for her again. That scripture that you gave us, if any two of us shall agree on earth, is that anything that we shall ask, it shall be done of the Father. Let her touch and agree with me that this cancer is healed. Thank you.
Cancer is healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Blood. Touch, heal, deliver. Cancer.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's what we're going to do. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless all of you. Somebody else who needs prayer. You got to learn each Sunday about a change. A great change is coming. And one of my points was this, that the woman who was bent over for 18 years, bent over, one of the reasons why she got healed. How could she be healed when she was in a crowd there and bent over and people were taller than her? How can Jesus see the woman in the crowd in the first place? Yeah, but the Lord saw her in the midst of people who were taller than she was. Oh, my God. And one of my points was this. The reason why she got healed is that she moved. The Bible tells us in that passage over there that Jesus laid hands on her. Yeah, how did he lay hands? He was up front, thousands of people around him. He had to call her forth. Yeah, and she came forth. In other words, she moved while the anointing was moving. And when she moved while the anointing was moving, she got a miracle from the Lord. Oh, God, she got a miracle. I'm telling you, folks, you got to stop waiting when the Lord is moving. You got to jump in there and give your prayer request while the anointing is moving. You miss miracles because you're so slowful. You got to move while the anointing is moving. The anointing is moving on this line. And I would tell you, if I were you, I would jump in there and get my praise report, my prayer request in there while the anointing is moving.
Amen.
Anybody else have a prayer request? It's up to you.
Ambassador Leg Johnson in Texas, praise God, asking for prayer for my mother, that you would remember her, that God would heal her body and give her strength.
Is that a mother?
McNally.
Yeah. Oh, while the anointing is moving, let me just pray again. Oh, my God, stand in proxy for your mother. Won't you say, it's me, oh, Lord. It's me, oh, Lord, standing in the midst of, in the need of prayer. Say it, Lord.